Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hi, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. I'm so glad you're here today. Earlier this year, I was asked to speak at a mother-son banquet at Fairplay Camp School in Westminster, South Carolina. Fairplay Camp School is a wonderful program and sanctuary for boys and has been for many years. These are boys who have experienced emotional and/or behavioral problems and who've agreed to come to the camp to work on their lives. Fairplay's primary objective is teaching boys life skills, and their approach is helping a boy change his behavior to develop internal controls and character. Fairplay has a special place in the hearts of our family, as our son Bradley attended there from ages 13 to 15, and this camp made a major impact in his life. I was asked to come back to speak to the moms to encourage them and their sons. My friend Tamala attended with me, and as we arrived, we saw the young men standing outside in their tuxes waiting for their moms to arrive. It was very touching for me as it brought back memories as I was one of those moms about 12 years ago. This was amazing for me to have the opportunity to come back and to share my heart with these moms from that time in my life. But to offer them encouragement, I felt was really a challenge because my son is now in heaven. My son passed away 4.5 years ago at the age of 21. As I was preparing, I felt the Lord leading me to write a letter to Bradley as a good way to share my heart about the time that Bradley was at camp. This was truly a God kiss because I had forgotten that the boys write a letter to their moms. My son couldn't be with me, so I had written him a letter. It seemed so fitting. Here is my talk from that mother-son banquet. Please forgive the background noise as it was a live recording. When I started preparing, the Lord said, I want you to write Bradley a letter. So I want to share my letter to Bradley that I just wrote this week for him. Dear Bradley, if I knew then what I know now, it's 2026. And this year you would turn 26 in July. If you hadn't gone to meet Jesus 4 years ago when you were 21. Those words choke in my heart as I write this. How I miss you every day, Bradley. I wish you were here, even if it was for just one more argument after you smarted off to me. I wish I could hear one more of your famous corny jokes that made you laugh the hardest. And it made me laugh because you were the only one that thought it was funny. I wish I could have one more chance to be worried about a bad decision that you would make, like launching out on the Appalachian Trail, which he did 1 month before he died. He went out there alone. How many nights I laid awake wondering, was he lost in the darkness, walking near a cliff somewhere out in the woods, by himself. Bradley, I know you really weren't alone, though. God was there, but you sure knew how to worry your mom. After losing you, those things I worried about were small potatoes. I would give anything to have one more of your big bear hugs, where once there was the biggest laughter that filled the room the second you walked in. Now there is an aching silence that is the loudest sound I've ever heard. It echoes through the depths of my soul. How I miss you, Bradley.
I can feel the deepest loneliness for you in a room full of people. Now when we have our family all gathered together and everyone arrives with laughter and hugs, but you never walk through the door. Your little nephew is 4 and your niece is 2, and you would have been the best uncle to them. You had a t-shirt that said Funkle, and that's what you were, a fun uncle. And you would have carried them on your shoulders and you would have tickled them until they laughed so hard that they cried. You would have stayed in trouble too for teaching them bad habits like how to burp loud and how to play a joke on your parents, on their parents. You were gone too soon before you got to know little Levi. Levi was 5 months old when Bradley died. And you never met Hadley. Your brother named her Hadley in memory of you. What a loss they've had, and they don't even know what they've missed by not having their fun uncle with them. You were gone before you really had a chance to start living your life. Gone at 21, gone, and a part of me went with you, never to return. In 2013 through 2015, you were at Fair Play Camp School. That was half your lifetime ago now. It seems like a dream. On that October day when we took you to camp, it seemed like it was our last hope. We hugged you. We told you goodbye. We prayed for you. We were praying with everything inside of us that your time at camp was going to bring you healing. It was going to bring us all healing from all the years of struggling. It was going to bring us together. And we so longed for you to finally come home to us in every way. You hopped on that gator that day with one of the chiefs. And as the gator started up that hill toward the woods, in my heart, I silently begged, "Look back at me, Bradley. Look back at us." You didn't. And I cried all the way home. I knew this was a necessary part of your journey, but boy, it seemed like we had lost you. Then we couldn't have contact with you for a while until you could get settled. That was hard. Every day, I found myself there with you. Were you warm? Were you making friends? Did you feel rejected? I prayed, I cried, I missed you. Missed what? The arguing? The distance? The hurt in you that we couldn't fix? No, this was the right thing. But man, it was one of the hardest things I ever did. And while you were at camp, you were learning community. You were making friendships through doing hard things. You were coming to know and respect authority for your chiefs, whether you wanted to or not. That headbutting, you know, that you used to give me and your daddy? Well, before too long, I know you were giving that to your chiefs. But bless their hearts, they had 10 of you. Woo! Praise God for the chiefs. The experience of camp was changing you, rebuilding you at the most basic level, where you lived at, 1 minute at a time. We had to give you to God. Oh, how we prayed that this would be the answer. You and I wrote out and back how excited I was to get those letters, but I was trying to read between the words. I would study and study those letters, trying to figure out just exactly what was on that heart of yours, what was going on. I loved you every day. I have never stopped for 1 second of your life, even to this day, ever loving you. I want you to really know that. Never had we been so far apart in physical location at that time, but never had my heart been so close to yours, and I'm sure you didn't even know it. You see, you were there at camp, not because you had been rejected by us. You were there because we loved you so, so, so much. And we were willing to let you go to find healing that we could not give to you. Healing that only the Father in heaven could bring, and he had opened this door for you. At Fair Play, you learned the tools you needed to solve problems, to be a part of community, to have to consider others in your day-to-day survival. It was a priceless gift. We will forever be grateful to the staff of Fair Play for surrendering their gifts to the Lord to pour into you and to the other boys, to bring change that lasts for generations, to be used of God to bring healing. We knew that meant tough love, and it was hard at times for them, and it was hard at times for you. If I knew then what I know now, I would have prayed a little harder. I would have drank up every second of your home visits a little bit more. I would have sat with you and tried to understand you just a little bit better. I would have chosen my battles differently. When the stakes weren't high, I would have chosen in some of my disagreements with you to be done rather than to be right. I would have savored my time with you more on the good days and even when it was hard. What I would give for 10 more minutes of good or 10 more minutes of hard with you right now, Bradley. I love you always, Mom. Wait for me on that high mountain because I'm coming. Bradley came home from Fair Play when he was 15. And I want to encourage you, mamas. Fair Play makes a difference. We had some good times. And while things weren't perfect, it wasn't always easy. There was a period of time immediately following the time that Bradley came home that we definitely did see a change. He left Fair Play more ready than ever to face the world. And he knew he had been given a second chance. And he was grateful. And I have never seen my son more happy than when he was grateful. Being grateful goes a long way. Being grateful changes your whole perspective. And every year, I pray that God will give me a word of focus for the year. And this year, in 2026, my word is grateful. And when God first revealed that to me, I said, oh, no. What does that mean, God? Is this going to be a year I'm really going to struggle to be grateful? He gave me this verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. It says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So whatever happens, I'm supposed to be grateful. That's easier said than done. It says give thanks in all things. It doesn't say give thanks in all good things. Sometimes we have to be grateful in bad circumstances. I've had to learn to be grateful in the circumstance that my Bradley is gone. And there is not one thing that feels good about that to my broken heart. But what does feel good to me, what gets me by, is that God gives me peace. Because I know he has a plan for my good, for his glory, and that he loves me. He loves everyone in this room. Through it all, no matter what you face, he loves you. What I've already found out about this year is it is going to have good and bad. The first of this year started out with us finding out that we're going to have our third grandbaby this year. And he's a boy. And our son Taylor told us, he said, Hadley and Levi are not going to have cousins. And this is because Bradley was never a dad. And he said, you know, we really would like to have their family circle be a little bit bigger. Who knows if that's why this child is here? Only God knows that he has blessed us. And for that, I am so, so grateful. The Lord gives and he takes away. So he is giving new life to our family. And then this weekend, one of those bad things happened. My husband had an infected appendix. He was feeling a little bad Thursday, and by Friday night, he was having emergency surgery because his appendix burst. He's a type 1 diabetic. And the surgeon scared me that he wasn't going to come through the other side of surgery. Can you imagine what my heart felt like when the surgeon walked in and said, "We got it. Everything's going to be fine." But your husband was a very sick man. I'm so grateful. I could not be here today. I could be making funeral arrangements, but God, I'm so grateful. I know about everybody here. Goes through good things and bad things. And I know that camp is not a cakewalk because Bradley used to come home and tell me all about it. But after those freezing temperatures that we've had lately, I know that's been hard for you guys. Doesn't it feel good when you can come in here and get warm and get fed some wonderful hot food by these beautiful, sweet, wonderful ladies, and you get warmed up from the inside out, and you know what I'm talking about? That's something to be grateful for. What about those relationships that are hard here at camp? Isn't it wonderful after a powwow to have problems resolved and everybody's happy again and they're not mad at you? Isn't that a huge relief? Something to be grateful for. What about relationships with our families? Isn't it a blessing to have peace and to know deep down that you're truly loved even when there are disagreements? Again, that's something to be grateful for. I'd like to end with a few challenges. Number one, would you look for things to be grateful for? No matter how hard things seem, can I challenge you to think about one thing every day that you're grateful for? I started a gratitude journal earlier this year, and it's made a huge difference in my life. I didn't even realize I was in such a rut, but it got me out of it when I realized how much I had to be grateful for. And maybe gratitude could be a word for you this year. Being grateful can change everything. Number two, could you look for peace? Are you anxious? Are you worried? Do you want peace? There's a secret to help with all of those things, and it's found in the Bible. Philippians 4, 6 through 9 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving," there's the gratitude, "present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Here's the trick. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. And here's the last one. Tell somebody. John Kralik wrote a book called A Simple Act of Gratitude. And in that book, he explained how life-changing it could be if you wrote a thank you note every day for 365 days. It changed his life. You know, until you learn to be grateful for the things you have, you will not receive the things you want. And that's a quote from John. Who here wants things they don't have? I know I do. Gratitude is one of those few things in life that you can give, that you can get more of if you give it away. And expressing gratitude makes you feel better, but the real reason is because it's the right thing to do. Are there people in your life you're grateful for? Your mom, or members of your family, the boys in your group, the chiefs, the rest of staff here at camp? Do they know you're grateful for them? What about God? Have you told him? Silent gratitude isn't much use to anybody. So if you're grateful, tell them. You may not be able to write a big thank you note every day, but a simple thank you goes a long way. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for fair play. Thank you for these beautiful moms. Thank you for what you're doing in the lives of these young men. You're changing generations here. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for us, to make a way as we remember your sacrifice and sending him to die for us this Easter season. And if there is someone here tonight that doesn't know you as their Lord and Savior, I pray that you would touch their heart and that tonight would be the night that they come to know you. Your word says in Romans 10:9, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus is your son, and we believe in our hearts that he died for us, that we can be saved. You raised him from the dead. We just need to confess our sins. We need to accept Jesus Christ and turn and follow him. Thank you for your great love for us. You loved us when we were unlovely. Your word says you died for us while we were yet sinners. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that you hear our prayers. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, I can't imagine going through this circumstance as a mom or as a young man can. He doesn't promise it'll be easy, but he promises he'll never leave us or forsake us. He is the answer no matter what our question is. So if you want to know more about that, talk to your chief. I'm here too. Anybody wants to talk to me, I'd love to tell you more about my Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. That was a very good challenge. Thank you for allowing. Always encouraged by the way you allow God to use your story to continue to bless people. Hopefully you were touched and spoken to in a certain way. I'm sure Sharon and Tangla will be around as we leave. Maybe get one out or something you'd like to talk to them. I'm sure you'll have a chance. But next, we have the boys' song.
Somebody somewhere was praying that night when Jesus came in and I saw the light. It must have been Mama, I heard her before, as she knelt by her bedside, the tears touched the floor. Thank you, Mama, for praying for me. Loved the Lord, and her prayer starts to
Thank you for listening in to this special night at Fairplay Camp School. On July 17, 2026, Bradley's birthday, we will be hosting a fundraiser for this special nonprofit, Fairplay Camp School. The fundraiser will be held at Aunt Sue's Country Corner in Pickens, South Carolina from 6 until 8 p.m. Please feel free to join us. Or if you'd like to give online to Fairplay Camp School to support this worthwhile ministry, please visit their website at fairplaycampschool.org and give directly online. Thank you again. May God bless you, and may you never forget that God's grace can always be found in the wilderness. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him, and may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.